my V-Day Day, you know, I created the first and only celebration of V-Day Day in the city, the state, the nation, the world. I created it back 7 years ago, and we've had these V-Day Day celebrations each year since then.
Yeah, that's great. Aren't you surprised that it hadn't been done sooner?
No one thought of it.
Nobody thought about it.
For the 70th anniversary of V-J Day, I looked around, and surely there's going to be a nationwide celebration. But there wasn't. So I created one, and we had the first celebration of V-J Day here in 2015 for the 70th anniversary of V-J Day, and I've continued them every year since then.
Did Clarence Oliver help you with that?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Clarence and I told you a while ago, when I couldn't do it alone, I was living in Broken Arrow at the time, I asked him to help me, and he helped me originate the first V-J Day celebration and has been with me for the creation of each of them since then.
Of course, Clarence is superintendent of schools of Broken Arrow Public Schools.
He was,
and
for
many years. I've interviewed him as well.
Right.
And am honored to interview you. When your father died, and both of you have been working in that jewelry store for so long, that had to have been tough for you.
Yes, it was tough.
And so many people in town knew your father, too.
Oh, he was great. Yes, he was well known. And, of course, I followed in his step.
But you see, you have that, maybe the personality of your father, don't you think? You're outgoing. You have a salesman's personality. You have a nice smile.
Yes. Well, he was the finest jeweler and engraver ever to live in this part of the country. I could not inherit it. I worked at jewelry engraving, and I did reasonably well, but I was not a finest engraver as he was. And so I followed in work with him, tried to be as good as him, but I couldn't be as good as him as a craftsman. So he saw that, so that's when he said, let's open a store. He'd always want a fine store, so that's where he saw the opportunity in me to open our fine store in Utica Square.